We just covered the five components, and I'm not going to cheat off my notes that you need for soil, dirt, water, air, organic, and all things living.
The nice thing is when you add organic matter, the living just arrives. The living stuff just arrives. So I have a whole series. I don't know why it's not coming up this morning. I have a whole series called the Healthy Soil Hacked video series that you can learn. And if people just want to email me, greg@urbanfarm.org, or, you know, look up Urban Farm on the internet.
The internet machine.
I come up first. but if you send me an email, greg@urbanfarm.org, and ask for the Healthy Soil Hacked series, I'll send it to you. It's a series of videos on how to make healthy soil.
And easy. Which is what I'm assuming the hack part is.
Yeah, exactly. It's just super simple. Here's a real quick example. Jan's incident garden. A friend of mine about 10 years ago, he called me and he says, "Jan, my wife would like a garden." And I said, "Great, send me a picture of the space." He sent me a picture. It was an eastern exposure, so it got sun from sun up until noon. It was a garden bed that was already had a brick border around it. It didn't have any Bermuda grass growing in it. And I was like, I was doing the happy dance. So we got about 18 cubic feet of planting mix. I showed up there at 7 a.m. This is on my YouTube channel. I think it was like 7 a.m. on a Tuesday or something like that. And while I was unloading the soil, she was watering it. And then once it was all watered in, we planted. It took me, I did this garden in 47 minutes. I was there and gone in 47 minutes. Notice I didn't say dig. So we added 8 inches of planting mix right on top. And then we let the seeds do the work of digging up the soil. And, you know, here we are 8 or 10 years later, and she's got a great garden still. So it's, you know, again, it's letting nature do the work. And what she does every year, she just adds 2 or 3 more inches of compost or planting mix right on top of the bed. And, you know, and it just works. Nature just works. I love that.
And that's one of the examples on the garden hacks. You had a couple more that if you can contact Greg. We won't cover them all in this programming segment. Seed selection. I want to make sure we get to that, because you go to a nursery and there are brands, and a lot of times, you know, I've even seen seeds. I'm like, I have never even heard of that.
right. Yeah.
And I know I can always successfully grow squash, but I can't successfully get everyone in the family to eat it. So
I can't do anything for you on that. First of all, I want you to go to plantingcalendar.org. That is my free planting calendar. You just go there, download it. I've been giving it away for almost 20 years. And that tells you what to plant when, because the single most important, single biggest mistake that people make is planting the wrong plant at the wrong time of year. And you can't trust especially the big box stores and some of the nurseries, you can't trust them, because they'll bring in cucumbers in October and broccoli in February. And that's totally wrong. You don't want to do that. That's not going to work. You're not going to have success there. So plantingcalendar.org will get you a free planting calendar on that. Types of seeds. You've likely heard of genetically modified seeds. The good news is that as home gardeners, we don't really have to worry about, it's something to be concerned about, but we can't buy genetically modified seeds off the shelf because we're not their market, the companies that are doing that. So we can, you know, do your research on genetically modified, but that's not something we have to worry about in our gardens right now. Then there's hybrid seeds. Hybrid seeds, they take watermelon A and watermelon B and they cross-pollinate them. This happens in nature. It's called natural selection. There's nothing wrong with it. And it comes up with watermelon C, which is sweet and seedless. The only challenge that we have with hybrids is that
then you can't spit the seeds at your siblings.
There you go. And those seeds aren't necessarily viable as a seed. So that goes to the third kind of seed that I like to plant. It's called open pollinated or heirloom seeds. There, it's basically a stable seed so that if you plant an Armenian cucumber and grow it out and save the Armenian cucumber seed and then replant that seed, you're going to get an Armenian cucumber, you know, year after year after year. And that's what I do with carrots. I do that with parsley. These are all lettuce that just comes back year after year in my yard.
So you have to let a certain portion of that harvest go to seed then, correct?
Exactly.
You can't harvest it all and expect it to come back. You've got to let one or two or three
go to seed.
Go to seed. Don't. These are the ones we're not going to eat. Keep the rabbits away. Keep the dogs out.
Yep.
You know, let them just naturally go to seed and die. Then it'll replant itself for next year.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it's a process that you have to think through.
It's a process. And you have your fruit tree program started?
Yeah, the fruit tree program. So for those of you that don't know, this is my 20th year of a fruit tree education program. You can buy fruit trees from us. We are actually open starting about January 15th. You can find out about it at fruittrees.org.
Fruittrees.org. And Farmer Greg, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us.
Thanks for having me.
Urbanfarm.org for a complete list of Greg's resources for getting your own urban farm started.